Heights, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Biden has unveiled his budget plan. CBS's Stephen Portnoy has the story.
The president's budget includes a number of ideas that failed to advance when Democrats controlled both houses of Congress, including hundreds of billions of dollars for child and elder care and universal preschool. To pay for it all, Mr. Biden would raise the corporate tax rate, impose a new wealth tax on America's richest families, and increase rates on married couples earning over $450,000 a year. The budget allows the president to contrast his plans with Republicans.
They want to cut tax for the wealthy and large corporations.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calls the Biden budget completely unserious. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley is proposing her own reforms to big budget federal programs.
I'm Steve Dorsey in Washington.
We need to fix it.
Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley told an Iowa crowd she'd support reforms to Social Security and Medicare.
So the first thing you do is you change the retirement age of the young people coming up, so that we can try and have some sort of system for them.
Haley says those benefits should also be limited for the rich.
Democrats are supporting raising taxes on the wealthy. The CEO of Norfolk Southern was on Capitol Hill today testifying about that train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio.
Alan Shaw apologized, saying he is deeply sorry.
We have been cooperating fully with the NTSB's investigation.
The CEO said so far there is no indication that those on board the train did anything wrong.
The preliminary report found that the Norfolk Southern crew was operating the train below the speed limit and in an approved manner.
But he said it's clear the safety mechanisms in place were not enough. He promised improvements.
I'm going to make sure they've got the right training and the right technology.
That's CBS's Steve Futterman with that report. Well wishes pouring in as Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell recovers at a Washington, D.C. hospital. CBS's Nicole D'Antonio.
A spokesperson for the Kentucky Republican says he tripped at a local hotel during a private dinner. He has been admitted to the hospital where he is receiving treatment.
The 81-year-old Republican leader suffered a concussion. A massive Russian missile barrage rained down on sections of Ukraine last night. CBS's MTS Taib is in the Ukrainian city of Dnipro.
The far west of the country, Lviv, which has largely been spared the kind of devastation we've seen in the east of the country. You see homes reduced to rubble. You see people having lost their lives, lying in their beds.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson with the agency's top priority.
NASA is laser focused on Mars.
This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, up just soft on the potty. Nice. Let's just muscle, roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. The crib is always stocked.
It's our potty.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Hi, this is Drew Barrymore. Do you know what my idea of the perfect night is? First, make a bunch of complicated plans, and then cancel all those plans. Instead, spend the night streaming movies and TV shows on Pluto TV for free, including my show. There are tons of live channels and even more on demand. Free to stream all you want on Pluto TV and never pay a thing. Stream now, pay never. Pluto TV.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter weather advisory continues until 4 a.m. early tomorrow morning. Snow likely tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 21. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow tomorrow, high of 29, cloudy. Tomorrow night, lows around 3 above. 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. Civicmedia.us/weather.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Stand next to your fire.
Welcome back, one and all, to Seth Faces the Music, hour two of our show about fire. We kicked it off with the Jimi Hendrix Experience and Fire, and we followed that up with Secrets, Your Fire, from Magdalena Bay. Let's turn now to one of the most influential bands of the 1990s. They were not well known, except for maybe on the college radio circuit, starting in the late 1980s. But they influenced bands. Here, let me give you a list here of bands that they influenced. Nirvana, Radiohead, The Smashing Pumpkins, Weezer. I could keep going on. Their influence greatly surpassed their commercial success, but they did turn out some pretty good albums and some pretty good songs, including this one. Here's Pixies with Dig for Fire.
I'm
And that was Leonard Cohen there, exploring his Jewish roots with Who by Fire. And he was joined by a little-known singer named Janis Ian. Very cool. And before that, it was the Commodores with Fire Girl. Coming up next on Seth Faces the Music, one of the best soul groups of the 1970s are going to join us with a classic tune from 1977. Stay with us here on WFHR.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
That was Franz Ferdinand with This Fire. It was actually a redone version from an older cut from their self-titled debut album. And this one is for some video game coming up or that's on, kids today. Anyway, before that, we had Earth, Wind, and Fire with Serpentine Fire. Ladies and gentlemen, every now and then a song comes along that's curious, yet catchy, and shoots to the top of the charts, and you may never hear that artist again. But that's okay, because at least they recorded that one song, and we're going to play it for you right now. That's right, kiddies. Get real close to your radio. Here's the crazy world of Arthur Brown with Fire.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
Okay. next to your love. I can't compare love when it's not love. It's not love. It's not love. Which is my face, which is a building, which is on fire.
Ladies and gentlemen, the name of the band is The Talking Heads, and that was their debut single from 1977, Love Goes to Building on Fire. And before that, the great, the wonderful Laverne Baker with Soul on Fire. Coming up next on Seth Faces the Music, we're going to listen to a song that was a huge hit for a huge movie back in the 1980s. I swear, in the first couple notes, you'll know exactly what it is. Coming up on WFHR.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to drive traffic to your website.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
We'll be right back.
And we started off this final segment with Vangelis and his opening theme to Chariots of Fire. If you get a chance, watch the video. It's hilarious. It's just him watching the movie, scoring it, smoking, and playing different instruments. It's awesome. Go check it out. And after that, we have one of the great post-punk bands of all time. That was Television with The Fire. Next up, we're going to turn to a more recent artist. In fact, they were nominated for Best New Artist in 2020 at the Grammys. They are kind of a psychedelic soul, funky band, kind of a throwback. From Austin, Texas, here's the Black Pumas and Fire.
I
got to feed the fire. That was Ann Peebles. And I tell you what feeds my fire, ladies and gentlemen, you listening to Seth Faces the Music every week. Thanks once again for checking out the show. We do appreciate each and every listener out there. We'll be back next week with more music, more fun, and a whole new theme here on Seth Faces the Music. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.